records. So about
the... Well, that's really what it looks like, and that's probably what they called it, but I just don't remember what they called it.
And how did you sharpen different things? How would you sharpen knives in the house?
They had, in the house, they had a piece of a grindstone. Outside, they had a big old round grindstone that they would turn the handle, and somebody would pour water on it while they hold the axe and turn it over and over and sharpen it that way. And if at any time one of those things were broken, they'd take a piece and put it, you know, inside where they handed it to use, and from that to the file.
Mm-hmm. And how about a man with a razor? How would he
sharpen? Oh, he'd have a leather strap, and he'd do it this way and that way.
Always on a leather. And something that, various things that you pound with, did your father make things out of wood to pound with? Do you remember?
No. I know what you're talking about. They used it to beat steak with, but I don't know where they got it. I don't think he made it, but... they call those things mauls. Mm-hmm. I have seen one, but I don't know who made the thing.
And he'd have a regular something to pound nails with.
Hammer.
A regular hammer. Was iron pretty hard to get?
Iron.
Yes. In other words, would they make a maul instead of a sledgehammer? Because they had the timber, I wonder, is that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. All I remember that they put hounds in whatever they broke the hounds out. If they broke the hound out of the sledgehammer, they put another one in. And if they broke the hound out of the axe, they would bring that part out that was stuck in the axe, and then they'd put a new hound in. And that's about all the repairing that I remember.
All right. And something that with one wheel and two handles, and you could push things with it.
A wheelbarrow.
And ever hear that called a Georgia buggy?
No.
It's quite a name, I think.
Yeah, that's a pretty good name, I suppose.
What would you put in revolvers? It wouldn't be shells or bullets, but you load them with?
Cartridges, I guess.
Cartridges. Do you remember different kinds of fences?
The barbed wire fence and the rail fence and
the rail fence goes
like zigzag that. Like this and zigzag. And,
Did they cut something in?
Yeah, they cut a chip out so it would fit down on that other thing so it wouldn't roll off, I guess.
And a fence made of wood that stands up like this around a garden.
Paling.
And is that the same as a picket?
Well, it probably so, because I noticed when you buy these little old picket fences to put around your flowers, they made them the same order, just small, you know. So I suppose they would be picket, but they were not called pickets then. They were called paling.
But a picket is made out of the board, right? The palings would be made out of...
They made out of wood, all these things made out of wood. You know, my grandfather used to go to the woods and get some white oak trees, you know, and they'd make those palings. They had some kind of, I don't know what they called it, but they would do this and get those into slabs that they could hound, and they'd make those palings.
So paling,
and they made boards too.
I see.
To cover the barn and house too.
I see. So the paling is actually a board.
Mm-hmm.
I had the idea it was small trees or branches or something.
No, they made those things out of any size tree that they wanted to, because they would split the tree into the sizes that they wanted. You know, they had this thing, the wedge that put in there, you know, and they split and the size they wanted, and then they would make those palings.